Listening Part 2. You will hear a radio program. You will hear the program only once. While listening, decide which answer fits best, A, B, or C. Mark your answers for items 55 to 64 on answer sheet S30. You will now have 3 minutes to read items 55 to 64. Welcome to Dominic's Friday Evening Show. My guest today is Professor Morgan Davis, who is well known for her research on the challenges of preserving and reviving endangered minority languages. Thanks for coming today, Morgan.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's great to be able to make the public more aware of this topic.
You told me just now that of the roughly 7,000 languages spoken on Earth today, experts estimate that more than 50% are endangered. That means at risk of dying out. How do we know this?
There are various ways to measure the health of a language. The two most important indicators are users and usage. Users refers to how many people speak that language. The fewer people that speak a language, especially natively, and the fewer children learning a language from their parents, the more it is at risk. Usage refers to the variety of situations in which the language is used by its speakers. Even if a language has a relatively large number of speakers, it can still be considered endangered if it is only used under a very narrow set of circumstances.
So, why do languages become endangered?
Typically, it occurs when a smaller population of minority language speakers are located near a larger population using a mainstream language. Being able to speak the dominant language opens the doors to economic opportunities because it's used in schools, in business, and in the media. It also makes it easier to integrate into the larger culture. Personally, I think there is a trend around the idea that two different languages cannot live in harmony side by side. This has been illustrated throughout history time and time again, and can also be seen in the world today. There can also be active efforts to push the smaller languages out by the government or religion. However, the primary cause of this issue tends to be migration. Languages are often lost when one cultural group integrates into another. When people move to cities for better professional and education opportunities, they often leave their traditions behind, and after a generation or two, the minority language no longer plays a role in their lives.
Okay, we've talked about endangered languages. What about extinct languages? Can they be revived?
Of the many languages that died out, there is one that has been successfully revived. Hebrew. In the 20th century, the language's usage gradually changed from the sacred language of Judaism, slowly becoming the spoken and written language used in modern Israeli life. In the 1948 Israeli Declaration of Independence, modern Hebrew was declared one of the two official languages. Then, in July 2018, Hebrew was made the only official language of the State of Israel, further unifying all Israelis.
Amazing! So, you mentioned it's difficult to preserve endangered languages. Why is that?
First of all, linguists can only provide later generations a chance to reconnect with the language and its culture if it's been documented. Secondly, understanding what the language contributes to one's sense of identity is key to inspiring people to actively save the language. Thirdly, encouraging governments, schools, and neighbourhoods to embrace the minority language is vital in any language preservation effort. Without a positive view of the language in the community, the negativity will impact the language until it eventually disappears.
But why should we care about endangered languages? Is it really necessary to preserve them?
Yes, absolutely. While on the surface a language may seem like nothing more than a collection of words, in fact, it is much, much more. Language is culture. It is the medium that we use to connect with our ideas, beliefs, emotions, and is linked to the history of our country. When a language disappears, it takes away people's ability to communicate their identity. And the world becomes smaller.
So, Morgan, you come from Wales. Let's talk about Welsh. I've read that it's a vibrant language in terms of active speakers and is the only Celtic language not considered endangered by UNESCO.
Absolutely. Welsh is an official language of Wales and is protected by legislation. According to the Welsh Language Act of 1993, Welsh and English should be treated equally in the conduct of public business, and all signs and official documents are bilingual. Although the Welsh government officially promotes the Welsh language as being vital for the nation's cultural identity, critics say more could be done for future generations. I'd say one step in the right direction are the many Welsh schools, where all subjects are taught in Welsh. We've come a long way from the 19th century, when schools banned the use of Welsh in the school and playground, to force children to become proficient in English, even using the Welsh knot.
The Welsh knot? What was that?
It was the initials WN carved into a wooden board which a child had to wear around his or her neck for speaking Welsh. The pupil would be made to wear the Welsh knot until another child was caught, and then the board would be passed on to them. At the end of the school day, the child wearing the Welsh knot would be beaten or punished in some way.
Oh, unbelievable. Surely not supported by Welsh families.
Well, it started at a time when the Welsh language had been diagnosed as a kind of sickness that was harmful for Wales. The English government issued a report on the state of Welsh education and concluded that the Welsh language was to blame for many social problems within the country, causing stupidity and bad behaviour. And the cure was to remove Welsh from the classroom. Even though Welsh was the everyday language of the majority, parents and teachers believed what they were told. This general mindset shaped an education system designed to remove the danger of Welsh children being exposed to their own language and culture. So the practice of the Welsh knot was born.
Thank goodness we live in another day and age. So, what can we do to help?
It's quite simple, actually. We're in the golden age of language learning because so many online study resources are available. And with modern technology, it's never been easier to increase your language skills. You don't have to focus on an endangered language or an extinct one. By taking the time to reach fluency in any language other than your own, you're taking a step in the right direction and saying languages matter. It shows that you appreciate other cultures and, as a result, you'll inspire others to do likewise.
Thank you, Morgan. You've given us a lot to think about. End of listening part 2.